and welcome to another episode of Speak the Speech, where I sit down with some of the most inspiring people that I can find and interview them about how the way they got today. I'm your host, Cal Kirkpatrick, and today I'm here with my mother, Amy, one of the most impactful people in my life. And in this episode, I'll be asking her 20 questions about her early life, what inspired her to become the successful person that she is today, and asking for some advice on how I should move forward. Our guest today is the most hardworking woman I know, and she has a pretty interesting past. I would like to introduce you to my mother. Mom, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm really excited to be here.
Are you ready to get started?
Yes.
All right, so the first question I'd like to ask you today is about, like, late high school years and in college. Like, how did that plan out for you, and how would you advise me to move forward with my high school process?
Well, I feel like in high school, I always kind of wanted to know what else was out there in the world. I wanted to move away from Texas after I graduated. I had a great time in high school. I grew up in Houston, but when it came time for college, I was definitely interested in moving somewhere else and learning about different places in the world. So my dad moved, your grandfather moved to California, and I decided I'd go with him. And when we got to California, since we weren't state residents, I went to a junior college because tuition was less money if you were out of state resident, going to a college in California. So I went to a junior college, and my plan was to be there for 2 years till I got my state residency. And about almost 2 years, I ended up missing Texas. So I decided to move back to Houston. At that point, I went to U of H, but it was so big and it was pretty overwhelming for me that I transferred to University of St. Thomas. And since I had transferred a few times, plus from out of state, when it came time for all my credits to transfer, I had to do more credits than I really wanted to. So it added on pretty much like an extra semester or two.
So from that transition from California to Houston, how do you think it impacted you, like, socially? Like, did you still have, like, the same friends that you did, like, when you came back from California? Or did you, like, miss a lot of the friends that you had made in California? Or, like, how did that really work?
That's a great question. I really made some great friends in California from all over, and I still am friends with some of them to this day. And the friends that I had here that I grew up with, those were still my friends too. And that was the beauty of it, is that good friends are pretty much always your good friends. We just picked up where we left off. So now I felt like I had double the friends, really, because I had experienced moving away, coming back, and met all kinds of people.
Okay, so that was a great story. So can you give me one piece of advice that you hope I would live by based off of what you just told me?
To listen to your gut and follow your dreams. Like, if you have a desire to move away or experience something different, and do everything you can to make it happen and work hard for it, because you're the person that is going to grow up later in life and have feelings like, I wish I would have done this, I wish I would have done that. And the fewer of those you have, the better off I think you'll be. Like, you need to follow what you want to do, and everything else will pretty much fall into place.
Well, I think we can all agree that after this talk with my mother, I think that I've learned some valuable lessons on how to live my life from here on out. And I hope you guys have too. Once again, I'm Cal Kirkpatrick, and until next time on Speak the Speech.